By suspending the bag underground and underwater, Zobrist had created an exceptionally stable incubation environment, one with consistent water temperature, no solar radiation, a kinetic buffer, and total privacy. By choosing a bag of the correct durability, Zobrist could leave the contagion unattended to mature for a specific duration before it self-released on schedule, even if Zobrist never returned to the site. The sudden jolt of the plane touching down jarred Langdon back to his jump seat in the cockpit. The pilots braked hard and then taxied to a remote hangar where they brought the massive plane to a stop. Langdon half expected to be greeted by an army of WHO employees in hazmat suits. Strangely, the only party awaiting their arrival was the driver of a large white van that bore the emblem of a bright red equal-armed cross. The Red Cross is here? Langdon looked again, realizing it was the other entity that used the Red Cross, the Swiss Embassy. He unbuckled and located Sinsky as everyone prepared to deplane. Where is everyone? Langdon demanded. The WHO team? The Turkish authorities? Is everyone already over at Hagia Sophia? Sinsky gave him an uneasy glance.
Actually, she explained, we have decided against alerting local authorities. We already have the ECDC's finest SRS team with us, and it seems preferable to keep this a quiet operation for the moment, rather than creating a possible widespread panic.
Nearby, Langdon could see Bruder and his team zipping up large black duffel bags that contained all kinds of hazmat gear, biosuits, respirators, and electronic detection equipment. Bruder heaved his bag over his shoulder and came over.
We're a go. We'll enter the building, find Dandolo's tomb, listen for water as the poem suggests, and then my team and I will reassess and decide whether to call in other authorities for support.
Langdon already saw problems with the plan. Hagia Sophia closes at sunset, so without local authorities, we can't even get in.
We're fine, Sinsky said. I have a contact in the Swiss Embassy who contacted the Hagia Sophia Museum curator and asked for a private VIP tour as soon as we arrive. The curator agreed.
Langdon almost laughed out loud. A VIP tour for the director of the World Health Organization and an army of soldiers carrying hazmat duffels? You don't think that might raise a few eyebrows?
The SRS team and gear will stay in the car, while Bruder, you, and I assess the situation, Sinsky said. Also, for the record, I'm not the VIP. You are.
I beg your pardon?
We told the museum that a famous American professor had flown in with a research team to write an article on the symbols of Hagia Sophia, but their plane was delayed 5 hours and he missed his window to see the building. Since he and his team were leaving tomorrow morning, we were hoping...
Okay, Langdon said. I get the gist.
The museum is sending an employee to meet us there personally. As it turns out, he's a big fan of your writings on Islamic art.
Sinsky gave him a tired smile, clearly trying to look optimistic.
We've been assured that you'll have access to every corner of the building.
And more important, Bruder declared, we'll have the entire place to ourselves.